Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Bauen 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Welcome back, 8:30 in the morning. Welcome to our third half hour of today's Friday edition of Richard Vaughan Live. Okay, let's get going. Let's do some fast and furious translation work. Are you ready? Sure, I'm ready. Okay, are you sure you're ready? Yeah, I said I'm ready. Okay, translate this. Falta una maleta. Lacks a suitcase? No. There's a suitcase missing. Or, personalizing, nos falta, we're missing a suitcase. Missing, falta. If you say, hay una falta de pan, hay una falta de entendimiento, we would say there's a lack of understanding. Hay una falta de comunicación, there's a lack of communication. But, me falta una maleta, I'm missing a bag, or I'm missing a suitcase, I'm missing a piece of luggage, I'm missing, or there is a suitcase missing. We're missing a suitcase. This happens sometimes when you arrive at the airport and you go through baggage claims and the carousel, you're standing next to the carousel. That's my suitcase, and you take it off the carousel. And I said, there are two more bags. There's the other, the blue one. Hey, Jenny, can you grab that one? Yeah, the blue one. Grab it. Thanks. Jennifer, can you grab? Siempre digo Jennifer. I don't know why. That's the name that always comes up. Can you grab? ¿Puedes agarrar? Can you grab that bag? All right, let's see. One more. We have one more left. I hope it doesn't take long. 10 minutes later. Well, it still hasn't come. 30 minutes later. Well, it seems like everybody else has gotten their bags. Our third bag is missing. The yellow one is missing. So we're going to have to go to baggage claims and register a claim. Do you know what the bag looks like? Yes, I have photographs of my bags to show to the people if we lose a bag. All right. So there's a bag missing. Falta una maleta. The bags, a suitcase. If you need to buy a suitcase, and you go to the store or to the shop, you buy a suitcase. You don't buy a bag. You don't buy a piece of luggage. No. We have four different words for maletas de viaje. We have bags, baggage, luggage, and suitcases. Now, the physical object that you use to put clothes and other items in for travel is called a suitcase. Suitcase. It originally comes from una maleta para los trajes. Suitcase. Pero si es suitcase. So if you go to a department store because you need to buy a suitcase, you say, I need to buy a suitcase. Now, if you go to the information booth in a department store and you say, excuse me, I need to buy a suitcase. Where can I go? And the girl or man will say, well, you need to go to the third floor to the luggage department. To the luggage department. No city say baggage department, nor suitcase department, nor bags. We only say the luggage department or the luggage section. And so you go to the luggage department because you want to buy a suitcase. Or a piece of luggage. And when you buy it, well, you take it home. And you put it, or you put it away next to the other suitcase. Then when you're traveling, you take the suitcase out, you fill it, you pack the bag, you pack the suitcase. Pero se suele decir pack the bags. In this case, we start saying bags. To pack the bags. Who packed the bags? Who packed your luggage? The only time a person says pack the luggage is in the airport. Sometimes there's a person who says, excuse me, I have a few questions for you before the flight. Is this your luggage? Yes, it is. Who packed the luggage? Did you personally pack the luggage? In that case, the person would say luggage. It's a more formal word. And said, yes, I packed all the bags here. Bags. Baggage. When you're checking in, probably the person at the check-in counter will say, do you have any baggage? Are you carrying any baggage? But luggage, but don't worry. Ante la duda, the bags, in plural. The bags. To pack the bags. So there's a bag. Falta una maleta, there's a bag missing. Or we're missing a bag. Ahora vuelvo. Ahora mismo vuelvo, eh? ¿Cómo se dice eso? How do you say that? Mira, ahorita vengo. Enseguida vuelvo. Ahora mismo vuelvo. ¿Cómo se dice? Hay una sola manera, eh? Bueno, hay varias maneras, pero hay una sola manera que se usa. And it's something that on Vaughn Radio we have said probably 20,000 times. What is it? Ahora vuelvo. I'll be right back. That's the only way we say it. I'll be right back. Ahorita vengo, as I say in Mexico. I'll be right back. Ahora volvemos. Enseguida volvemos. We'll be right back. Enseguida vendrán. Bueno, volverán. They'll be right back. I'll be right back. They'll be right back. We'll be right back. Después de la publicidad, enseguida volvemos. We'll be right back after a message from our sponsors. In the United States, aquí dicen después de la publicidad, or they say after the commercial break. In the States, usually they say after a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. A word, una palabra, curiosa forma de hablar. After a word, yes, we use the word word beyond the meaning of palabra. I need to have a word with you. Necesito hablar contigo, eh? I need to have a word with you. This is very, very common. I'm going to look up the word word. Word, palabra. To word, formular, redactar, claro. To word a sentence. I don't know how to word it. All right. The words, in plural, es la letra de una canción. The words. Word. Word. Let me see if I can find conversación. Yes. Let me go have a word with him about the loud music. Tendré que tener una conversación con él sobre el volumen de la música. I need to have a word with him about the music. Yes. So word. A word can be used. The word of God, la palabra de Dios. the word. It's interesting, en el principio estaba el verbo, the word. We say the word. Say the word and you'll be free. Say the word and be like me. Let me give you a word of advice. Let me give you a word of advice. O sea, déjame que te dé un consejo. Let me give you a word of advice. Let me give you a piece of advice. Let me give you some advice. Se dice mucho más some advice. But you can hear, let me give a word of advice. A word to the wise. Yes. Yes, and a buzzword, a trendy word. He's as good as his word. Es de fiar. Es un hombre de palabra. Él es tan bueno como su palabra. He's as good as his word. You're as good as your word. And of course, word of mouth. Word of mouth is el boca a boca. Boca de otro, se dice, de boca de ganso. Por boca de ganso, they say in Argentina. Dice Radio Macuto en España. No. That's wrong. Excuse me. Sometimes word reference makes a mistake. Word of mouth, literalmente palabra de boca, means publicidad boca a boca. Y nada más. No significa Radio Macuto. Word of mouth. Word of mouth is only in marketing and or advertising. Word of mouth. How did you hear that? From word of mouth, but it's for marketing. By word of mouth. Radio Macuto is simply the grapevine. I heard it through the grapevine. I heard it through the grapevine. No longer will you be mine. No, I heard it through the grapevine. All right, so shall we continue? Words. Word reference. Okay. But let's go on. So, enseguida vuelvo. I'll be right back. Ahora subo. I'll be right up. Enseguida bajo. I'll be right down. Enseguida estoy. I'll be right there. Estaré allí. Enseguida. I'll be right there. Enseguida estoy. I'll be right there. I'll be right back. I'll be right up. I'll be right down. I'll be right over. He'll be right here. Enseguida estará. Con nosotros, se entiende. He'll be right here. Enseguida subirá a vernos. He'll be right up. He said he'd be right up. Enseguida bajará a vernos. Unirse con nosotros. He'll be right down. He's on the 10th floor. We're on the 7th floor. He'll be right down. Is Harvey coming to the meeting? Yeah, he told me he'd be right down. Is Harvey coming to the meeting? Yes, he told me he'd be. He would. Me dijo que estaría, enseguida estaría. He told me he would be right down. Y digo down porque él está en la décima y yo en la séptima planta. O nosotros. We're in the 7th floor, he's on the 10th, he'll be right down. Y lo contrario, claro, he'll be right up. He'll be right up. Yeah, he apologizes. He received an unexpected telephone call from the big boss in London. And he said he'd be right up. He said he'll be right up. Be right up. He'll be right back. I'll be right back. Ponte cómodo. Make yourself comfortable. Make yourself at home. Come in, sit down, make yourself at home. Would you like a coffee? No, I only drink tea. Margaret, can you bring Mr. Johnson a cup of tea? Please, with sugar, yes? Milk? No. Just a cup of tea with sugar, Margaret. Thank you. Okay. She'll be right back with your tea, Mr. Johnson. She'll be right back with your tea, Mr. Johnson. I'm a coffee drinker. But occasionally I'll drink a tea. Well, Mr. Smith, it seems we've had a misunderstanding. A misunderstanding about what? Well, I said that I wanted to supply 1,000 units. And apparently your people understood 10,000 units. There was a misunderstanding, clearly, because my factory is not in a position to supply 10,000 units. We would need to be three times bigger to do that. But you promised to supply 10,000 units, and we retooled our factory for those 10,000 units. So we are ready, and we need those 10,000 units. But as I told you, there was a misunderstanding. I never promised 10,000... Well, my company never promised 10,000 units. We only promised 1,000. Well, Mr. Johnson... Margaret, thank you. Here's your tea, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, we always record the conversations with our suppliers and customers. To avoid, because of the possibility, because misunderstandings can be detrimental to everybody, can be dangerous, we record every conversation. And your sales manager promised us 10,000 units between now and early December. If you would like to hear the conversation, I have it here with me. And so, this is not a true story, but it's based on a true story of John Deere. It was funny. The spare parts department. The spare parts, el departamento de recambios, o de repuestos. Ellos dicen repuestos. And for a period of time, they started recording the conversations, the orders, between the dealers and the Spanish headquarters, because very often one of the dealerships said, we didn't make an urgent order. It was a normal order. And so they had to record. They had so many problems with this that they started recording the conversations. And of course, the people in the dealerships were offended, but it was their fault, because they're trying to pull a fast one. To pull a fast one. I've never taught that expression. To pull, como tirar, to pull a fast one, to pull. Literalmente, tirar uno rápido. To pull a fast one means to embaucar. Bueno, engañar, intentar engañar, o sea, to pull a fast one. It's used a lot. They were trying to get away with murder. Yes. Damn, that was a sleazy guy. He tried to pull a fast one on me. Yeah. There's a girl that tried to pull a fast one on me. Yes, he tried to take me to the cleaners. They pulled a fast one. It means to fool somebody. They're trying to fool you. Or they're trying to get away with cheating. Intentar engañar y que no te pillen. That's to pull a fast one. A ver si cuela esto. Y no se enteran. That's to pull a fast one. Cuando son pillados, hey, he pulled a fast one on me, Acá colado, Y me enterado después. All right. You pulled a fast one on me. So that's what happens sometimes. Okay, ponte cómodo. Make yourself comfortable. 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 Fíjate en la pronunciación. Siempre lo digo. Comfortable. Comfortable vegetables. Verduras cómodas. Now, of course, we never talk about comfortable vegetables, but I do. Often, maybe once every 2 years, I talk about comfortable vegetables because of the pronunciation. Both comfortable has five syllables. Four syllables. Comfortable. Comfortable. También en español tiene cuatro sílabas. Vegetable. Vegetable. Four syllables. But when we speak, we never use four syllables. We reduce it to three. Comfort. O sea, de la F saltamos a la T de table. Comf. Y alargamos la F un poco, su sonido. Comfortable, comfortable, comfortable. Es una F fuerte. Comfortable, comfter, ter, ter, ter. Comfortable, comfortable. And vegetable, vegetable, la G es como una che. Veg, cha, cha, cha. Chiste. Vegetable. Eatable is equal. Comfortable vegetable. I only eat comfortable vegetables. I never eat uncomfortable vegetables. So I always check. Darling, are the vegetables comfortable today? Yes, they look comfortable. Good, I'll have some veggies. I need to increase my vegetable intake. But I only eat comfortable vegetables. Comfortable. Make yourself at home. Dice mucho eso también. Ponte cómodo. Yes. Yeah. Make yourself at home. Sit back. Relax. Make yourself at home. Deseame suerte. Wish me luck. Wish me luck. Oh, why? Well, because I'm probably going to die in the next 3 months, so I hope I go to heaven. Wish me luck. Well, good luck. How do you know you're going to die? I don't. I just have a feeling. Una corazonada. Yeah, I have a feeling. But you look in perfect health. You know, you look strong, agile, smiling. I mean, what's the matter? I don't know. I just have a feeling. Okay. Well, good luck, eh? Deseame suerte. Wish me luck. Margarita, ¿me puedes reservar una mesa? Can you book me a table? Can you book me? Book como libro. Can you book me a table? At? Yes, but what restaurant? At Casa Manoli. Oh, okay. I'll book you a table at Casa Manoli. Yes, I'll reserve a table for you. Me personally, I normally don't use the verb to book. To book a flight, to book a table. Sí, a lo mejor lo uso. I usually use the verb to reserve or the expression to make reservations. I'll make reservations. I'll take care of the reservations. Y lo digo en plural, creo. I'll take care of the reservation. Or I say both. I'll take care of the reservations. Sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, I said, well, how about lunch? Well, yeah, when? I don't know. How about next Tuesday? Let me check. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm free. Okay, good. Well, listen, I'll make the reservations, okay? 2 o'clock? All right. How about? Aquí se dice, ¿qué tal si nos vemos para comer? Okay. ¿Qué tal el martes? ¿Te parece? How about? Not what about. What about means, ¿y el martes qué? And what about, ¿y Juanita qué? And what about? For example, if I say, hey, Charlie, yeah, hey, listen, how about lunch? Sure, yeah, well, yeah, when? Well, how about Tuesday? Let's see. Yeah, Tuesday's fine with me. But Richard, what about your wife? Well, she's traveling. Well, what about your boss? No problem with him? No. Well, what about all those problems you said you had? Well, I'll take care of them after the lunch. So, when you're suggesting and inviting, how about? Tomamos una caña. How about? How about a beer? How about Tuesday? Sound okay? How about Tuesday? Sound okay? All right. This is very common. ¿Qué tal el martes? ¿Te parece? ¿Te parece bien? Sound okay? Does it sound okay? Claro, parecer según el oído is to sound. Parecer según la vista is to look. Uy. Pareces cansado, eh? You look tired, mirándote. You look tired. Now, if we're talking on the telephone, and your voice tells me that perhaps you're tired, said, Charlie, you sound tired. Yeah, I am a little tired. So how about Tuesday? Fine, good. Yes. Margarita, can you book a table for two for next Tuesday in Casa Manoli? Can you book a table for two? Can you book a table? Or can you book me a table? Can you book me a table for two? Me puedes reservar? At Casa Manoli. Yes, make the reservation for 2 o'clock. Two people for 2 o'clock on Tuesday, the second day of the week. Mucho dos aquí. All right. Yes. No me malinterpretes, eh? Don't get me wrong. What? I agree with everything you say, but I don't want to move forward for the moment. You don't appreciate me. Don't get me wrong. Yes, I appreciate you, and I know you're doing a good job. It's just not the right time. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate everything you've done, the effort you've made. And maybe after the break, maybe during the break, I'll change my mind. But for the moment, no. So let's take a break.
¿Has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Yo te lo cuento. Vaughan ha preparado un servicio de vídeo 100% original, 100% nuevo para aprender inglés a tu ritmo. Entra en vaughanplay.tv y descubre todos los cursos que te proponemos para mejorar tu inglés. Y hay más. Con el código Vaughan gratis te regalamos una semana para probar todas las funcionalidades de tu nuevo servicio de cursos online. Desde el inglés básico para hablar en la calle hasta los niveles más avanzados de cursos profesionales, vaughanplay.tv te dará acceso a un abanico completo de cursos. No te olvides, te regalamos una semana con el código Vaughan gratis. Entra ya en vaughanplay.tv y pruébalo. Te esperamos.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan live.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, one more half hour. Let's get going. So, habido un malentendido. There's been a misunderstanding. There's been a misunderstanding. I said red and he said blue and he thought I said blue. It's not. I said red. So there has been a misunderstanding and we need to clear it up. To clear it up. Clarificarlo, aclararlo. Ahora, aclarar ropa is to rinse. Is that what we say? You have the wash cycle and you have the aclarado. The rinse cycle, I believe, is what we say. But rinse is also enjuagar, rinse. Let me check. Yes, ciclos, cycle, washing machine, the washing machine, cycles. Let's get them. Let's check these cycles on a washing machine. What do different washing machine cycles do? Let's find out. Let's find out. I've always wanted to do this, all right? Washing machine, the delicate cycle, the normal cycle, the permanent cycle, or the other cycles. Just a second. On the dials. Hot water, cold water, warm water, and the rinse cycle. Let me find out. Why do they complicate something so much? All right, this is for people who need to. Washing machine cycles explained. All right, let me find out. It still doesn't say. All right. Forget it. The settings. Here's another one. The settings. How do you say the settings in Spanish? Los fijaciones, but you don't say that. The settings on a washing machine. The settings. You know, I'm going to look up the word settings because I always have problems with this. With this word. The settings. Setting. It means it. Marco, escenario, the setting. La montura. Tampoco me lo dice. Los ajustes. But there's a word. There's a word. And I can't find it here. It's funny. There's a word for that. And we're going to find out. Yes. Lavadora. Lavadora. Open. Let's find out. Como, how to operar una lavadora. Okay, we're going to find out. All right. ¿Cómo tener los diferentes modos? Are those the settings? Lavado rápido, lavado diario. Okay. I can't find it. This is a boring subject if I can't find what I want. Lavado y secado. Okay, the different settings. How do you say the settings? You have them. Algodón, sintético, baby care, 15 wash, spin. The spin cycle. The rinse cycle. Ahí está. Finally, I found rinse, el aclarado. El ciclo del aclarado y centrifugado, spin. The rinse and the spin cycle. But I still can't find the word for settings. The settings. All right. And people, every year I ask this question and I find the answer and I can't, then I forget how to say the setting. The place where you put it. Donde giras el, the setting. And it's driving me insane. It's driving me batty. It's driving me nuts. Yeah, ¿cómo se dice? Setting en inglés, en español. In English, in español, perdona. I'm starting to lose my mind. Dice ajustes, los ajustes, perhaps. But I could have sworn I've heard a better word for that. For the settings. For the settings. Los ajustes. La configuración. Could be. But la configuración es para iniciar todo. The setting is lo pongo en aclarado con paraguas caliente. That's a setting. And I can't find it. The fijación, programación, opción. The settings, perhaps opción. I'm looking it along. Selección. It could be selección. That's the setting. You see, when you have a, for example, on a thermostat, you know, the thermostat normally is on the wall for the heating and the air conditioning. Termostato. The thermostat. It has settings. You see, for the temperature setting, the fan setting, and different types of things. The settings. I guess you would say las opciones or the selecciones or something like that. The setting. And I always have trouble with that word. And they always say las fijaciones, and I know that's not correct, porque lo fijas en una opción o en una selección. And those are the settings. So, al aclarado is to rinse. Yes. Oh, me pone los nervios esto. This gets on my nerves. Esa mujer se me pone los nervios. That woman gets on my nerves. In general. Si fuera ahora mismo, she's getting on my nerves. You're starting to get on my nerves. You keep criticizing me, everything I say. Well, why do you listen to my show? Why do you listen if you keep criticizing? Ella no para de criticar todo lo que digo y hago. She keeps... Fíjate que se dice keep. She keeps criticizing everything I say and do. But she always follows me on the radio. And she's always following me, and so, hey, you know, you're starting to get on my nerves. If you're so critical of everything I do, why don't you switch to another radio station? There are a lot of radio stations in this city. You don't have to listen to this one. But if you enjoy listening to me, then don't criticize. Or maybe you are listening to see if you can catch me in a mistake. Yeah, have you caught me in a mistake today? Ay, me estás poniendo los nervios. You're getting on my nerves. To get on. Como si alguien se subiera contra encima de tu sistema nervioso. You're getting on my nerves. She gets on my nerves. Does your wife get on your nerves? No, she doesn't get on my nerves. Pues no le hagas caso. Si ella se te pone los nervios, if she gets on your nerves, no le hagas caso. Don't pay any attention to her. Come on. Ignore her. Well, it's not that easy. She keeps writing me and criticizing everything I say and do. Yeah. Well, don't pay any attention. Well, it's not easy to ignore her because I receive 37 emails a day saying this, that, and the other. this, that, and the other. Estoy aquello y aquello más allá. This, that, and the other. Se dice mucho this, that, and the other. This, comma, that, comma, and the other. You know, it's the famous comma. I can't remember what it's called. The famous comma. I can't remember what the name of that comma is. The Oxford comma. That's it. Meet the famous Oxford comma. Le presento al famoso, la famosa coma de Oxford. Hay gente que se mata con esto. And I'm one, I get emotional about this. The Oxford comma. All right. Let me give you a sentence without the Oxford comma. Are you ready? Her favorite foods are chocolate, marshmallows, cake, and chicken. Now, I'm going to punctuate the sentence for you. Her favorite foods are chocolate, comma, marshmallows, comma, cake, and chicken. All right. Now, I'm going to say the same sentence with the Oxford comma. Her favorite foods are chocolate, comma, marshmallows, comma, cake, comma, and chicken. All right. I use the Oxford comma. Always. Ever since I was a little boy. Because it's a series. And the last two are not together. They're separate. They're separate. And so, who uses the Oxford comma and who opposes the Oxford comma? Well, it depends. It says, the omission of the Oxford comma has been more common in newspaper publishing, where strict character limits are required. Claro. In the narrow confines of printed columns. All right. Many well-known American guides, such as the Chicago Manual of Style, advocate abogan porque sí con la coma Oxfordiana. They advocate it. I remember one case that cost about $5 million because of a comma, the lack of a comma. It was in the state of Maine, I remember. But there can be some funny things if you don't use the comma. Now, for example, they sent gifts to her sons, Kate and Sophie. They sent, you know, look at this sentence. Mandaron regalos a sus hijos varones, coma, Catalina y Sofía. They sent gifts to her sons, coma, Kate and Sophie. That's a mistake. You have to put a comma after Kate, because they sent gifts to several people, to Kate, to Sophie, and to their sons. So, they sent gifts to their sons and to Kate and to Sophie. But if you don't put a comma after Kate, you understand that Catalina y Sofía son hijos varones and things. And they're a lot, but there's some really funny ones, you know. And I can't find it now. I would have to prepare the class, and because I usually don't prepare these. Well, I never prepare these classes. But it's fascinating. If you're interested in punctuation, and people kill each other because of punctuation. Punctuation in English no significa puntuación. Puntuación en español significa el resultado por puntos, la puntuación. The British say punctuate. I'm sure the British say chew, like chewing gum. The Americans say punctue. Like zapato, shoe, punctuation. Punctuation is puntos, commas, puntos y commas, dos puntos. Apostrophe, this is punctuation. And punto final, punto seguido, punctuation. And people are fairly emotional about these things. If you criticize, hey, you need to put a comma here. No, I don't. When I came to Spain, I was surprised that the punctuation is strange and incorrect in many cases. Sometimes in Spanish sentences, people put a comma between the subject and the verb. Yes. El jefe de la oficina, comma, decidió ir a... Wait a minute, hold on. This kind of... Yes, he tiene que ver con comma. I mean, people are sensitive about these things. Sensibles. You have to be careful. People are sensitive about punctuation. They're not sensitive about spelling. Sometimes they're embarrassed. Sometimes they're embarrassed, but they're not about spelling. I remember one woman who, I can't remember, she said, esquisitez con E de al final y no E Z. And I was saying, no, but esquisitez. And finally, when I said, but it should be a Z, shouldn't it? And she was so embarrassed that she had written esquisitez, ed, with a D. So spelling. And Spanish people often misspell because spelling is not important in the Spanish language. Usually people who, in the English-speaking world, spell correctly because we were forced to learn and we were forced to acquire a visual memory of spelling, because that's the only way in English. It's visual capture, captura visual of the words from their spelling. But in Spanish, of course, vacaciones con V o con B, well, of course. But many people make mistakes with absorbente. They make mistakes with bisagra sometimes, or they may say, they make mistakes with certain others. And I've seen it often, these types of mistakes. But in any case, it's typical because they sound the same. Let's go on, shall we? All right, pues no le hagas caso a ella, eh? Don't pay any attention to her. She's not worth worrying about. Pero ella no para de llamarme. She keeps calling me and calling me. She keeps calling me. No para de llamarme. She keeps calling me. Well, tell her to stop calling you. Well, she's my boss. Oh, I didn't know that. Why didn't you tell me that? But still, aún así, still, tell her to stop calling you so much. But she always wants to know my opinion about everything. Always. Well, maybe she likes you. God forbid. God forbid. Dios lo prohíba. God forbid means, oh, espero que no. I hope not. I hope not. Pronto cumplirás los 18 años. It won't be long till you turn 18. It's interesting, Inés, pronto cumplirás 18 años, ya tendrás mayoría de edad. In this case, in English, we probably wouldn't say soon you'll turn 18 or you'll turn 18 soon. You'll say, Inés, it won't be long till you're 18. It won't be long. It won't be long till you turn 18. What are you going to do? I'm going to go out on the town all night and spend a lot of money with my friends. Yes, but whose money? Well, my parents' money. Do they give you money? Yes, I have an allowance. An allowance. How do you say allowance in Spanish? La paga que me dan. Me dan una paga. They give you an allowance. How much do they give you? They give me $50, 50 euros a week. 50 euros a week? That's a lot of money. Well, it's only 200 euros a month. Do you expect me to live on 200 euros a month? But wait a minute. I mean, your parents, you don't have to pay rent. You don't have to pay taxes. You don't have to pay... You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to pay for clothing. You don't have to pay for food. So it's 200 euros completely free. Do you spend it every month? No, some months I save a little bit. How much do you have saved? I have over 1,000 euros. And what are you going to do with all that money? Spend it. When are you going to spend it? When I turn 18. Well, it won't be long. It won't be long. When are you going to turn 18 exactly? On September 30th. Okay. Well, and are you going to go out on the town on September 30th? Well, let me check. I don't think so. Let's see. September 30th falls on a Wednesday. So I'm going to go out on Saturday night, the 3rd of October. And I'm going to go out on the town and spend all my money. Over 1,000 euros in one night. What are you going to do? Go to a disco. The discos are closed because of the coronavirus. Oh, well, then I'll go out and have dinner for 1,000 euros. Well, I'm going to invite all my friends. I'll invite them to a nice restaurant, maybe 15 friends, and we'll drink wine. We'll have champagne and everything. Okay, well, be careful with your money. Make sure that you don't spend too much, that you don't spend more than you have, okay? All right. It won't be long. It won't be long means pronto. Say that, see? No será largo, literalmente. It won't be long. Curioso. It's a long expression just for pronto. Pronto, todo volverá como estaba. It won't be long. It won't be long implica que hay cierta anticipación también. Cuando digo pronto cumplirás los 18 años, enhorabuena. It won't be long. Yes. ¿Qué quieres ser cuando seas mayor? What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a church organist. All right. They're not paid very much. Well, that's okay. Yeah, I like church organs. All right, and Jenny, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a plastic surgeon. Oh? But corrective surgery or aesthetic surgery? I want to do corrective surgery. All right. It's a very noble profession, helping people regain their physical appearance after an accident. Yes, corrective surgery. And Jimmy, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a tour guide. Really? A tour guide? Yes. Taking tours around. Wow. That's a bit nerve-wracking. That's a bit what? That can be nerve-wracking. Oh, what does that mean? It means very stressful. Very, very, very extremely stressful. Nerve-wracking. Really? How do you say it in Spanish? Bueno, estresante. Pero estresante is not really a Spanish word. The word estrés is not a Spanish word. It was an import maybe 50 years ago. It was an import from English, stress. Stress and strain, but nerve-wracking means producing great anxiety, tension, and irritation. Nerve-wracking. It's strange. It has two different correct spellings. Con una muda en racking al principio o sin. Nerve-wracking. Extremely irritating, annoying, or trying. to be a tour guide because you have to look after maybe 30 people and make sure everybody's there and make sure everybody's on the bus, that there's nobody in the bathroom in the restaurant where you've just eaten, to make sure that everybody has their luggage ready for the bus in the morning to go to the airport or to the train station. And then in the airport to make, if you fly with them to Munich, when you're walking through the Munich airport, to make sure everybody's following you. And you have to read the signs very carefully to make sure that you go, that you lead your group correctly to the passport control or to the baggage claims. It's a pretty stressful job. It's a pretty nerve-wracking job. And that's what you want to be when you grow up. All right. And finally, Bobby, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a professional football player, like Leo Messi. Okay. How old are you, Bobby? I'm 11. Are you the best player in your team? Yes, I'm the best player in my school. Okay. Well, you know that less than one in 1,000 reach the first division. Of all the kids that start in Benjamines or Alevines or Juveniles, less than 0.1% make it to the First Division or to the Premier League. So good luck, Bobby. I wish you the best. Okay, so that's all for today. Eh? Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de